A very good morning on behalf of Teacher 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Kuf Nun Aleph. Baba Basra 151A. Pagination is 301. We've been dealing with the case of a Shtar Mevarachas, where the woman writes her property to somebody before her second marriage. And the idea here is that once she writes it as a gift to this other person, the husband no longer expects that as part of the marriage agreement, and he therefore will not be able to have that property for its produce during his wife's lifetime, and likewise he will not inherit it upon her passing during his lifetime, whereas normally he would inherit her. That gift that's given to a person before her second marriage, typically a son from the first marriage in the examples we've been seeing, that gift is not really a fully binding gift as normal gifts are. We explained that it's similar to a shchiv meira, to a person on their deathbed that's gifting their property. And it's understood that if the situation, the presumption reasoning for the gift doesn't actualize or somehow gets undone, then the gift is null and void. So that, for example, in the case of a shchiv meira, if the person would get better, these gifts that are defined as shchiv meira gifts would, in the simple cases, be undone. Similarly, in the shtar mevarachas, she intends to get married, she gets married, and we saw yesterday a story specifically illustrating that if she would get divorced from that second husband, then she would be able to retake possession of this property if it fits this description that she wrote everything as the Shtar Mevarachas. The Gemara continues on today's daf with two cases of Shchiv Meira, the person was dying, and they changed their mind after they already gifted the property to a certain person. And the question is if they're able to undo it. Let's look at the Gemara 5 lines into the wide. Ime de Rami Bar Chama, the mother of Rami Bar Chama, Beurta kasvinu lenichse l'Rami Bar Chama, in the evening she wrote everything to Rami Bar Chama, and that he should inherit everything exclusively, even though he has at least one brother. Bitzafra, in the morning, kasavtinu l'Rav Ukva Bar Chama, she wrote the property to Rav Ukva Bar Chama, the brother, in its entirety, to this second person. Asu Rami Bar Chama l'kamei d'Rav Sheshes. So Rami, who received the property first, came to Rav Sheshes, Ukma b'nechsei, and Rav Sheshes' ruling was that he would get the property because it was given to him first. And that's how it is by typical gifts. Once the item is gifted to one person, and whatever needs to be done to make it binding is done, it belongs to that person. And the giver can no longer change the transaction. Ozel Rav Ukva Bar Chama Kamed Rav Nachman, however, the second recipient, Rav Ukva, went to Rav Nachman. Ukmei B'nechsei, and Rav Nachman told Rav Ukva that he's entitled to the property. So each one, Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman, endorsed the person who came in front of them. Ozel Rav Sheshes LeKamed Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, who endorsed the first recipient, came to Rav Nachman, who endorsed the second recipient. Amalei, and Rav Sheshe said to him, "My time ukmi mar l'Rav Ukva bar Chama. Why did you establish the second person as the correct recipient? Imishum de hadraba, if you're thinking because she changed her mind, vashchiva, but she indeed died after she did the gift, and therefore the gift to the first person should remain. In other words, had she gotten better, I understand that the property is back in her possession, and she could gift it as she now wills to. But she ended up dying afterwards. That means that what was given to Rami Bar Chama should stand, and her change in the same illness should be meaningless." Amalei Rav Nachman answered, "Hachi Amar Shmuel, you have to understand how the gift of Shchiv Meira works. This is what I was told from Shmuel. Kol she'ilu amad chozer, chozer b'matanoso. Any case where, had the person gotten better, they would have gotten the property back, then, even if they don't get better, they still retain the ability to change the gift." And that's what's so interesting about this gift. It's on standby. We discussed this with Shtam of Arachas. It's putting it into a safe location, but it could be that she's going to be reclaiming it depending on how things develop. So Shmuel said, the fact that you could reclaim it if you get better, likewise allows you to still change the transaction. Asked Rav Sheshes, Emo de Omer Shmuel la'atzmo. When did Shmuel say such a thing? That's if the person himself wants to take it back. La'acher mi omar. But if he just wants to transfer it to somebody else, can he really do that? Omar lei, and Rav Nachman said, Befeimrish omar Shmuel. Shmuel told me that explicitly. Bein la'atzmo, bein la'acher. He can change it to a different recipient. And that's the nature of this matana, that he doesn't really relinquish rights to it until the actual fulfillment of the Shchiv Meira gift, which occurs upon passing. Let's skip 2-3 lines, and towards the end of the line, we have another similar story. Achseid Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna, kasavtinu l'nichzal Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna. The sister of Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna wrote the property to him. And the deal was bitzafra, in the morning, lefanya, for the evening. That's when it should take effect. Also Rav Achadvoi bar Rav Masna bachala, the brother, the other brother, came and complained. Amalo, and he said as follows, Hashta, now that you've done this and you've given everything to Rav Tuvi bar Rav Masna, so me, Achadvei bar Rav Masna, have a problem. Amri, people are going to say, Mar Tzuba Merabanon, he, Rav Tuvi, is a Talmud Chacham, and that's why he was gifted the money. Omar, and the other person, meaning myself, Lav Tzuba Merabanon, I was overlooked, and I don't get. Kasavtinu Nele, so she changed, and she gave it to him. Also, the Kamedur of Nachman, so they came in front of Rav Nachman, Amalei, and he answered, similarly, Hachi Amar Shmuel, this is what Shmuel taught us, Kol She'ilu Amad Choser, had she gotten better, she could have undone the Matana Shchiv Meira, Choser B'Matanoso, so she has the ability to undo the transaction, even though she didn't get better, but she retains that ability that it's not quite finalized, and her switching from Rav Tuvi to Rav Achadvui indeed takes effect. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.